الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode in this silsila, where we discuss a very important issue which is prevalent in our societies, something which is very destructive and destroys the very fabric of our society. So listen carefully, and we urge you, in the beginning of this silsila, make as many good intentions as you can, as our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us, make as many good intentions to gain maximum thawab and rewards. For example, according to your situation, I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, whatever important points I listen to, I will note them down, I will try to practice upon them, I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, people in my society as well. In this manner, any other good intentions you can think of, so make them now to gain maximum rewards, insha'Allah ta'ala. Certainly, there are many, many benefits for that person, for those people who recite abundant amounts of Durood Sharif, abundant amounts of salawat and salutations upon the beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the famous book, Al-Qawlul Badi', that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated in the summary of hadith that the person who recites 50 times durood salawat upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 50 times durood and salawat, salutations, is a little figure, actually. Very easy, in fact, for us to accomplish. 5 times salah, for each salah, if we recite at least 10 times durood and salawat, then we will accomplish this figure of 50. But we should increase as many as we can for our own benefit in both worlds. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, coming back to our topic, which is based on Ummul Khaba'ith, meaning the mother of all evils, alcohol. Sayyidina Imam Abu Abbas Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Ali bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has mentioned in his book Az-Zawajir an Iqtiraf al-Kabair that the reason for calling alcohol khamr is that it conceals one's brain power. It conceals the intellect. The scarf of a woman is known as khimar for the same reason, because it hides her face, it hides her head. Similarly, a person who hides his witness is called a khamir. Alcohol is also known as khamr because it is kept covered until fermentation. This process that it goes through. Sayyidina Imam Nu'aym Ahmad bin Abdullah Asfahani Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani has quoted in Hilyatul Awliya that once fermented nabiz, that may cause intoxication, contained in a jug was brought in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, throw it against the wall because it is a beverage for one who does not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and in the Day of Judgment. The merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, every intoxicant is wine and every intoxicant is haram, totally forbidden and prohibited. It is mentioned in a hadith that the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, every intoxicant is wine and every wine is haram, is prohibited. This is narrated in Sahih Muslim Sharif. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as it is haram, it is absolutely forbidden and prohibited to drink alcohol, its trading and its earnings are also haram, are also forbidden and prohibited, and worthy of great punishment for the person who does this. The Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, alcohol and its value, that is its earnings, its profits, carrion, that is dead meat, and earnings from it, the pig, and earnings from it, have been declared haram and prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal. This is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood. The most merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, anything that causes intoxication when consumed in more quantity is also haram and prohibited in a small quantity. Narrated in Sunan Abi Dawood. And in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, if a farq, a unit of weight equivalent to 16 ratals of something can cause intoxication, then a handful of it is also prohibited, is also haram. On page 672 of the famous book on fiqh of jurisprudence, Bahari Shariat, volume 3, it is mentioned, it is stated therein, the renowned Islamic scholar Mufti Amjad Ali A'azami, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated that khamr is in itself absolutely haram and prohibited. Its prohibition is proven from nas'i qat'i. Nas'i qat'i is that clear evidence which is present in the Holy Quran or hadith mutawatara. And there is consensus of the ummah on alcohol being haram and totally forbidden and prohibited. Its use, whether more or less in quantity, is haram. It's impure, just like urine. Alcohol, wine, is impure like urine. Its impurity is categorized as najasate ghaliza, that is major impurity. Whoever claims alcohol to be halal, permissible, permitted, is a disbeliever. That Muslim who says it is no problem, it's allowed, it's halal, that person becomes a disbeliever. He loses his iman because he has denied nas'i qur'ani, that is a Qur'anic injunction. Alcohol is not mutaqawwim, liable for compensation to a Muslim. That is, if somebody wastes a Muslim's alcohol, a Muslim has alcohol in his possession, so somebody else wastes that, and that person will not be liable to pay compensation or recompense. It is not allowed to buy it or to obtain any sort of benefit from it, and it is not permissible to use it for medicinal values and cures. It is not permissible, not permitted, to make some animal drink it, nor is it allowed for soaking it in clay. It is not permissible to use it in the preparation of a suppository. He who drinks alcohol will be punished according to the Islamic law, even if he has not suffered intoxication. It is also not allowed to use it in the treatment of wounds for animals. The juice of grapes that has been cooked until less than 2/3 is evaporated, that is more than 1/3 is left, and if it is intoxicates, it is also haram, forbidden, prohibited, and impure. Water containing ratab, which means undehydrated dates, and water containing soaked munakke, which is big currants, when they undergo fermentation and become frothy, this is also haram and impure. Wines made up from honey, fig, buckwheat, barley, etc. are also prohibited and haram. Furthermore, Mullah Ahmad Jiwan Hanafi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has quoted the following few rulings regarding khamr in Tafsirat Ahmadiyya. Listen carefully. According to us, khamr, alcohol, is haram li'aynihi. Its prohibition is not linked with intoxication and is not haram for the reason of intoxication. According to some people, intoxication caused by it is haram because this causes indecency and prevent from the dhikrullah, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from offering salah. It should be noted that according to us, the aforementioned belief is disbelief, because it is a denial of an injunction of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has declared it as rijs, which means impure. And impurity is always haram li'aynihi, that is prohibited in itself. There is consensus of the Ummah, the Muslim nation, on this ruling, and same is also proven from the Sunnah. Therefore, khamr, alcohol, is haram li'aynihi. Alcohol is najasat-e ghaliza, meaning a major impurity, just like urine, and is proven as such by absolute injunctions. It is haram and prohibited to obtain any sort of benefit from khamr, from alcohol, because it is najas, it is impure, it is haram to obtain benefit from impure things, and Allah Azza wa Jal has also ordered us to refrain from it. It is disbelief to consider khamr and alcohol as halal and lawful and allowed, as it would be the refusal of an absolute injunction of the glorious Quran. Once khamr, alcohol, is prepared, it does not change its composition upon further cooking of it. Then, therefore, it remains haram and forbidden. Allama Shami, the great scholar of Islam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has quoted many proofs for the impermissibility of alcohol. Therefore, listen carefully. Alcohol has been mentioned along with gambling, idols, and betting, gambling, using arrows. And all these are haram, all these are forbidden. Alcohol was declared as impure, and impure things are always haram, always forbidden and prohibited. Alcohol has been declared a satanic act, and satanic acts are obviously haram. It has been ordered to refrain, that we refrain from alcohol. It is haram to commit any act refraining from which has been declared obligatory and fard. Salvation was made conditional with refraining from alcohol. Therefore, it became fard and compulsory to refrain from alcohol, and its consumption became haram. Satan, the cursed devil, the humiliated devil, causes hostility among the people through this alcohol, and hostility is also haram and forbidden. The cause of a haram thing is also haram. Shaitan, the cursed devil, Satan, causes hatred among people because of alcohol, and hatred is haram. Satan prevents one from dhikrullah, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, through alcohol. And to prevent from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is also haram. Satan, the cursed one, prevents one from offering salah because of alcohol. And anything that prevents you from offering salah is absolutely, clearly haram and forbidden. Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to refrain from alcohol in an interrogative way. An order, that is, are you not going to refrain from it? That also shows the impermissibility of alcohol. Allama Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi has mentioned in Khazain al-Irfan that alcohol became haram and prohibited in the third year of the Hijrah, 3 AH, a few days after the Battle of Ahzab. Before the advent of Islam, there was a fully established tradition of drinking alcohol, that is in pre-Islamic Arabia. It was not considered as an evil act in the society, as well as in a religious perspective. Therefore, many people were habitual drinkers of alcohol, and Islam unfolded its harms in steps and finally ordered its abandonment. On pages 545 to 547 of the book Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wale A'mal, Volume 2, it is mentioned. Islamic scholars have stated that there are 4 verses regarding the prohibition of alcohol which are mentioned in the glorious Quran. in one of those verses, it is said, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And from the fruits of date and grapes, for you make juices and good nourishment from them. Indeed, in this is a sign for people of intellect. Muslims continued drinking alcohol because it was at that moment, at that time, still permissible, still permitted. The companions, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, like Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala an, requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to pass a verdict regarding alcohol because it impairs the intellect and it wastes money. In consequence, Allah Azza wa Jal imposed the following commandment, and the glorious Quran has stated,
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. They ask you the decree regarding wine and gambling. Say, O beloved Prophet, in both lies great sin, and also some worldly benefit for people, and their sin is greater than their benefit. Some people abandoned alcohol because of the part ithmun kabir, that is major sin. And a few continued because of the description of the Holy Quran, manafi'u linnas. There are some worldly benefits in this. At that time, one Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu prepared a meal and invited a few Sahaba Ikram, a few companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And alcohol was also served. The guests, they got intoxicated, they lost their senses. When the time of Maghrib arrived, one of the companions stepped forward and led the Maghrib Salah. He committed a mistake in reciting these verses of the Holy Quran. Which one?
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ.
That is translation from Kanzul Iman. You say, neither do I worship what you worship. And in this, what mistake did he make? He recited أَعْبُدُ instead of لَا أَعْبُدُ, meaning that he left out the La before أَعْبُدُ. And therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the following verse,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, do not approach the salah when you are intoxicated until you have enough sense to understand what you say. Therefore, intoxicants were declared haram during salah timings. See, this is a gradual process. First, it was mentioned that there is some benefit, but the curse and the sin is more. Then, it was mentioned, do not go near salah when you are intoxicated. Now, this is a gradual process of its final abandonment and total abandonment that Islam introduced. And Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the believers, and the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam introduced and commanded the believers as well. After revelation and wahi of this above verse, some people considered it as haram upon them and they said, there is no goodness in such a substance that becomes an obstacle between us and salah. And some people used to abandon it only during salah timings. Some people would drink it after Isha Salah so that they could sober up before the Fajr Salah. And some would drink it after Fajr in order to regain senses before Dhuhr Salah. Once, Sayyidina Itban bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu invited Muslims for a meal and roasted the head of a camel for them. All of them ate it together. and they drank alcohol until they got intoxicated. They began boasting and insulting each other. They uttered couplets, and someone read out a poem which insulted the Ansar while showing the pride of his own tribe. An Ansari took the jawbone of the camel and hit that person on the head. He was injured severely and presented himself in the blessed court of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to launch a complaint against that Ansari companion. After this incident, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and requested, O Allah Azza wa Jal, bestow us with an explicit and open injunction regarding alcohol. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the following commandment. Translation from Kanz al-Iman, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 90-91. O people who believe, wine and gambling and idols and the darts are impure, the works of Satan. Therefore, keep avoiding them so that you may succeed. The devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you with wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So have you desisted? This order was revealed after the battle of Ahzab, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, we have refrained. O Allah Azza wa Jal, we have refrained. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported the wisdom in the stepwise prohibition, not instantly all at once, but gradually, was that Allah Azza wa Jal knew that these people were very fond of alcohol and also used to earn the huge profits from it. If alcohol was prohibited all at once in a single commandment, it would have been difficult for them. Therefore, being kind and merciful upon them, prohibitions came in steps gradually. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it can be understood and deduced from this stepwise and gradual steps of the prohibition of alcohol that firstly the companions Alihim Ridwan were taught the lessons of purity and cleanliness. Therefore, these were at that time. It is up to us that if we want to seriously turn our lives around, we should not engage in any sins. And especially, according to our topic, our silsila, this mother of evils, alcohol. We should make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If any Muslim in particular is drinking this, or is serving this, or is involved in this, disassociate yourself immediately, make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, ask for His forgiveness, and never do these sins again. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of understanding and to practice. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.